time.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded SEMA Show, the amazing SEMA Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside a good friend, a gentleman I've been interviewing for umpteen years. He's the chief marketing officer for a whole slew of things, including B&M Racing and Hurst Shifters and Flowmaster, the most recent acquisition. And to tell us all about it is the chairman-elect, that's right, of SEMA, Mr. Nate Shelton. Nate, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
Excellent. Well, number one, congratulations. I understand you were just telling me off air, you're the only guy to actually be the chairman-elect for not one term, but now this is going to be two terms.
That's right. That's right. I don't think anybody's ever done it before, so it's been kind of an interesting run.
Oh, that's fantastic. So
10 years apart, too, though, I might add that. Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting situation because things have changed so much within the industry.
They really have. Let's talk a little bit about SEMA 2011. I haven't really had a whole lot of chance to walk the floor, but the aisles are certainly busy, just the corridors, so that's a good sign.
Bob, it's amazing. 620-something new first-time exhibitors this year, over a 20% increase in buyer registration. This will be the largest buyer registration we've ever had. So it's a pretty exciting show.
For those of our listeners who are not familiar with the SEMA show, this is not only really a North America show, it's a global show. People come from all over the world.
In my opinion, it is the international automotive aftermarket show of the world.
Yes. Yeah, and there are more small businesses here, and I love this part of the story. There are more small businesses represented at the SEMA show than any place else.
80% of our manufacturers, people that are involved in SEMA, are typically $10 million and 50 employees or less. Apiece, you know. So it is the true nucleus of what we consider America's small.
Such a great story there about the new exhibitors and some wonderful new products in the showcase, and that's not far from our broadcast locale. That's always a fun place to check out.
Yeah, and isn't it fabulous? Over 1,500 new products.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of wonder, you know, when we're going to be able to stop coming up with all these new products, but it never seems to cease. You know, we always seem to find new stuff, new creative and really innovative stuff. So it's really exciting to come here every year.
Oh, it definitely is extraordinarily exciting. And it's exciting just to walk outside. I really love looking at the vehicles parked outside.
Beautiful cars.
Yeah. This is an inside question for you, but I know you'll have the answer. How do you get your vehicle displayed outside the show? Do you have to partner with somebody?
Typically, what happens is, you have to know somebody that's a manufacturer or somebody that wants to have the car here. Most of those cars out there, with the exception of a few people that they've actually invited, are placed out there by manufacturers, and we have to pay a little bit of a fee to have them set there. But, I mean, it's the best of the best. And when you get down into the Grand Lobby and some of those areas, those are cars. For instance, we have, you know, America's most beautiful street rods down there. The car that they just gave to the Olympic speed skater, McKendix Speed, just built that car. Beautiful, beautiful car, you know. And anybody, you know, the Ring brothers have a couple new cars here.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, Foose built the WD-40 car for that's going to child care this year.
Oh, that's great.
And then we did the Charger, and we did the other Dodge down there for the SEMA scholarship fund that's setting down there. So a lot of nice cars.
Wonderful. Let's talk about some news within your world of companies. Flowmaster, the new addition. Tell us a little bit about this acquisition.
What an exciting line. It's really something we were looking at real hard. They are the technology leaders. What's really neat about the Flowmaster program is if you go to buy a system, you don't buy a system that has a muffler stuck in it. We actually build as many as a half dozen different systems for each application, all the way from a very mild sounding system all the way up to a very aggressive sounding system. So we match systems for the buyer, and we do that even in our mufflers. I mean, I don't know how many. We've got to build over 100 different muffler numbers in about a dozen different design styles. And it's just such a great line because, you know, we are the technology leader. We have wonderful products in that area, and we're doing a great job there. We love the line.
you can improve the performance of your vehicle significantly with an aftermarket exhaust. And even in certain cases, I've heard you can actually improve fuel economy because the engine breathes better.
Absolutely. No question. Yep. You know, we also have another new product in that line called Cool Shell Technology. One of the problems you've always had with mufflers is they've always been hot.
Yeah.
And in street rods and hot rods and different things like that, they were always real bad about transferring heat into the cab of the vehicle. Well, we're actually building now kind of a shell inside a shell with a ceramic wool in between the two shells to actually decrease the heat on the mufflers. Those mufflers never exceed 300 degrees on the shell, whereas you can see an 800, 900, 1,000 degree, you know, muffler in a lot of cases. And then we're using some new laminar flow technology in those mufflers, and they're kind of about the size of a glass pack, so they're small and compact, and you can really get them up out of the way. They're really nice products.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about Hurst Shifters. Of course, the legendary brand lives on, and you're wearing the logo proudly on your shirt.
That's
there.
Right.
What's new at Hurst for 2011?
Well, in Hurst, we've got lots of new products. We've been really thundering on the Hurst program, too. We've got the new 6-speed shifter for the new Mustang, the new 5-liter.
Great.
Naturally, we've already had the 6-speed for the Camaro and the Challenger already done. We've got some new, really unique shift handles. We've got the new automatic shifter done for both the Camaro and the late model Mustang. And we just brought out the paddle shifter program for both the Challengers and for the Camaro.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were getting into the paddle shift technology.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, the Camaro is a rather easy situation because they have a shift button on the back of the steering wheel.
That's true.
So all we've done is basically develop a kit that allows you to just tap some paddles that activate those. On the Challenger, we've actually had to go into the computer and design the pickup from the computer to the paddle shifters to actually actuate them. As you know, all the transmissions today are electronically shifted in.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of being able to send a signal to the computer box to tell it when to do it. So.
That's very innovative. And one of the points that I always like to bring up about Hurst shifters is the fact that no matter how old of a shifter you've got, you guys can still fix it.
That's right. That's right. We have a complete rebuild program. And those things come in there. I mean, I've seen some of them that look like they were buried for 20 years. and when they leave our shop, they look like brand new. We can re-chrome the sticks. We've got all new bushings for them. We do a really nice job. They come out really, really nice.
And tell us a little bit more about B&M Racing in general. What else is going on?
Well, at B&M, naturally, we've always kind of been the kings of the automatic shifter side of the business.
And, yeah.
And naturally, we've still got the full lineup of all those really unique and nice shifters that we've always had. But within that line, we've come out with a full range of flex plates for a lot of the late model muscle car stuff. We also have a new electronic shift controller for, you know, a lot of your electronically shifted, you know, 5-speed transmissions and 6-speed transmissions that are in a lot of the later model vehicles. So we can actually allow you to dial in the shift hardness when it shifts and those kind of things right on the fly with this new program.
That's great. How does it feel to be chairman-elect of the board of directors at SEMA? Second time around, as you said earlier, 10 years later, how does it feel? Are you excited?
I am excited, but it feels like a lot of work so far.
Well, just putting the show on is a whole lot of work. I mean, boy, this is something that you probably start planning the 2012 edition right after this one concludes.
That's right. In fact, we've already got the show committee working on it. You know?
Wow. And I love something that you put in for this year. Unfortunately, I'm going to be flying back, and I won't get a chance to see it. But for the first time, you're doing a SEMA cruise around the streets of Las Vegas. Tell us about
that.
Isn't
that a neat deal?
Great idea.
Yeah, they're actually going to bring all of the cars out through the front of the show, and they're going to cruise them on a little path and all the way over to, I guess they call it Lot A or something over here. And then they'll all be driven over there and parked, and they'll be on display kind of like going to the Rose Parade. And after the Rose Parade, you know, go to the park and, you know, walk through all the floats.
Oh, that's great. And
yeah.
And what a wonderful way to get people who are non-industry people an up-close and personal look at the show. I know from time to time there are contests where a limited number get into the show, but you're really opening it up to the public, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we noticed in past years a lot lot of people just show up for that time anyhow. So we just kind of made a party out of it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, my friend, on the acquisition of Flowmaster and also all the great work you're doing at B&M and Hearst. It's always a pleasure to chat with Nate Sheldon, the Chief Marketing Officer and the Chairman-Elect of the Board of Directors of SEMA. Once again, thanks for your hospitality, and thank you so much for being here with us on the program.
Well, thank you for your hospitality, Bob. It's always great to see you.
We'll take a pit stop.
Stop feeling stressed, tired, and overwhelmed by everything happening in your life. You can reach optimum health and wellness today by listening to Healthy Alternatives on WebTalkRadio.net. Dr. Jerry Teplitz, a stress management pioneer, gives you tips and consults the experts about getting rid of stress, fatigue, even headaches and migraines. Go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Healthy Alternatives. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,690.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,732.57, $866.29 for a half ounce, or $433.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,732.57, $866.29, and $433.15.
Gold isn't for you. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well,
Welcome back, everybody. We're at SEMA 2011. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside one of my favorite guys in the business. We have him on the air all the time. He's an author. He's a future talk show host. That's right. He's going to have his own show on the Automotive Radio Network. He's a Hollywood car builder, an amazing guy, Mr. Eddie Paul. How you doing there, Eddie?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Bob?
And you have brought along a very special guest to introduce to our audience. I'm the director of North American Marketing, Reese. Thank you for joining us here on the broadcast.
Yeah. Hey, we're happy to be here. Appreciate you having us on.
Let's talk a little bit about the background of the company. Reese, why don't we have you answer that question. How long has Hypertherm been around, and kind of give us a little background overview?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. We were founded in 1968 in Hanover, New Hampshire, by a graduate of the Thayer School of Engineering who had an idea on how to make plasma cutting work better. So plasma cutting had been something that people were doing, but our founder, a guy named Dick Couch, had an idea. He turned it into a patent and built a company around it. So now we are over 1,300 people all around the world. We're still headquartered in Hanover, and that's where we produce all of our products. So a good American-made product and a good American success story.
Well, we have some interesting geography going on here since I'm located in suburban Boston, so I'm not that far from Hanover,
sure.
New Hampshire. And my on-site producer, Mark Evans, is from Idaho. And Gene, you're from that neck of the woods.
Yes, I am. That's just our meeting this morning. We covered that ground and both had the same surprised look on our face. So it was a nice thing to put together.
Gene, how long have you been with Hypertherm?
Collectively, I've been with Hypertherm a little over 11 years. So I had a stint when I wasn't, but came back, and it's been a fantastic experience. It's an absolutely wonderful company to work for, and I'm happy to be part of the team.
Eddie, tell us a little bit about your experiences with Hypertherm.
Years ago, I got one of my first films. I had to build a robot, and I had to cut a bunch of holes in a tube. And at the time, it was like drilling holes. There's a number of ways to do it. All of them slow. And I went to the welding shop to get a cutting torch tip for my oxy-acetylene tanks, and they told me they had a new machine in called a plasma cutter, which was a Hypertherm. I took it back to the shop. What the guy told me sold me on it right at the shop. Took it back to the shop. From that day on, that's all I've ever used in cutting metal. I still have my torches sitting in the corner rusty. And then with the CNC tables and all the different things that have come out, it's the main tool in my shop. I don't even know how you can open a shop without having one.
Reese, tell us about some of the applications. Eddie, of course, is doing all kinds of customized work and movie cars and some really crazy stuff. What are some of the other applications for the Hypertherm equipment?
Yeah, there's a huge range. We have a couple different product lines. The stuff that some of the folks here at the SEMA show might use would be some of our handheld equipment. Runs on air and electricity, all kinds of different applications for somebody who's doing restoration. And then we have automated equipment. Eddie mentioned CNC tables. You can use some of our air plasma equipment on automated tables. And then we also have high-performance equipment that's used, again, all around the world on XY tables, on robots, track cutters, pipe bevelers, from shipbuilding to tractor-trailer manufacturing, all kinds of heavy industrial stuff. John Deere, Caterpillar, you know, a lot of brand names that that people are familiar with are using plasma behind the scenes to do what they do.
And is your company doing business worldwide?
Yeah, we do business worldwide. Headquartered in New Hampshire. Everything is designed and built there. And then we have offices around the world and folks like Gene who are representing us in really all corners of the world.
Gene, let's talk a little bit more about what Hypertherm, how you first found out about the company and what it feels like to work for Hypertherm.
Well, it started off at the time when Hypertherm emerged into the hand-cutting market with airtight plasmas. Prior to that, they had been in the mechanized market, and that was their mainstay. And then when I first heard of them was being called on a person like myself, and I was in the welding supply business, and was introduced to the line and took it on and was thrilled to sell it. And so then just basically built relationships as a distributor for Hypertherm. And then ended up selling my company and having having the opportunity to go to work for Hypertherm. So that's kind of the story of how I got started with them. We had a great relationship and knew a lot of people within the company, and so the transition of working for them was quite simple and quite exciting. So I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Like Reese said, we get into so many industries from just such a large range of anybody that can cut metal. So if cutting metal is something you do, we have something, a product or a way to accomplish that for you. So it's fun solving those problems, and that's the most exciting part about what I do.
Reese mentioned off air that you're a true car guy. How long you been in the automotive business?
Well, I've been a drag racer since old enough to drive. Kind of deviated from drag racing, and then tried some sprint boat racing, and now I just have a hot rod and something to go cruise. You know, as you get a little older, your enthusiasm slows to a different rate. So still do that and enjoy that a lot.
Eddie, let's talk a little bit more about what it's like to work with the product in the shop. Explain to our listeners a little bit more about the differences between, like you said, a regular blowtorch and a plasma cutting machine.
It's like night and day. The cutting torch worked at the time. Like I said, I've never even touched it for probably 20 years. To give you a good example, we got called by National Geographic a ways back to do a show through Tom Beers, the one that did Rip Off, Monster Garage and all that.
Sure.
And the job was, it started out to cut an Army tank. And I talked him into a fire truck, which was a lot easier to cut. And we had to cut it from back to front. And, of course, there was no option. They were saying, well, what can we use? Well, we can do this, we can do that. We came right down to the only thing to do with a plasma cutter. So we did some hypotherms out. And even Woody Reps, Chris Sherm, showed up and helped us out. And the three of us cut a fire truck in half in 3 days from front to rear. That's through, like, 6-inch axle, solid steel. That's through aluminum stainless. It was all hand-cut. And when it was done, they would let us have the truck back. It's out at the in Riverside at the fire training center. They liked it. They always want to show it inside the truck. So you can't beat that.
No, you certainly can't. Reese, give us some contact information for Hypertherm, website-wise. Otherwise, how can folks find out more information?
Yeah, best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is hypertherm.com. We're obviously on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and things like that, too. But for people who are just wanting to learn about us, hypertherm.com, and then you can explore all our various products that are there, watch the videos, find a local channel partner of ours. We don't sell anything direct, so it would be through a gas and welding distributor, and if you're looking for automated equipment through one of our OEMs that manufacture tables, that's where I'd send people, hypertherm.com.
Eddie, you and I are working on a radio project, your own show, going to be called Tool Talk, and these are definitely heavy-duty tools.
My favorite tool.
Well, that's saying a lot. Coming from Eddie Paul, his favorite tool, Hypertherm, we want to thank very much Reese for joining us. Reese, thank you for coming on board here.
My pleasure.
And also, Gene, thank you. A pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, sir. It was a joy.
And Eddie, thank you as usual, and thank you for introducing me to Hypertherm, because I didn't know anything about it before.
I see a good product. I'll bring it to you.
Sounds good. This is SEMA 2011. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
I was cruising in my state late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, I'm different and fine.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call toll-free 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live. We thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we're playing a number of interviews that I recorded over the last several weeks. I've been on the road quite a bit at the SEMA show in Las Vegas and the LA International Auto Show in Los Angeles. Still to come in this hour, an interview I did at the SEMA show with the president of Pep Boys, a very interesting guy, and first time meeting Mike Odell, and be interesting for me to play the interview for you upcoming. But meanwhile, we'll throw out another trivia question here, see if we can give away some more wash drops on the broadcast. Why don't we do that right now? Let's throw out a trivia question from many years ago. This was America's first front-wheel drive vehicle. I have asked this question before on the broadcast, and it quite often fools folks because this front-wheel drive vehicle isn't from the last decade or two. It goes way back in time. The telephone number to get in on the action is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We are looking for America's first front-wheel drive vehicle. Matter of fact, this vehicle had a number of innovations for its day, and front-wheel drive was just one of them. Let's go back to our little verbal recap here of the L.A. International Auto Show. As far as unveilings are concerned, there were a slew. Ford stole a lot of folks' thunder, as far as I'm concerned. The vehicle may be a little bit long in the tooth by certain people's standards, but Ford's Mustang continues to raise the bar for performance vehicles around the world. Most recently, of course, Chevrolet announced their ZL1 that we touched on a little bit earlier on the broadcast here, the most powerful Camaro ever produced. It will be available come this spring, both in coupe and convertible fashion. And you can get it with either a six-speed manual or a six-speed automatic transmission. But we also saw at Los Angeles Ford counter that with a Shelby GT500 Mustang, which is going to be produced probably in relatively limited numbers for model year 2013. And I wouldn't be surprised come New York time they introduce a convertible version of this, because, of course, there's a convertible version of the current GT500 Shelby. But here's the thing that blew everybody away in Los Angeles, because nobody really expected this. You know, they kind of expected Ford to move the power output of the Shelby GT500, which is presently 550 horsepower, up to what the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 is, which is about 580. So they expected somewhere in that vicinity, maybe a little bit more. But Ford really upped the ante. 650 horsepower. They upped the ante 100 horsepower over the 2012 model. 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet of torque, available exclusively with a six-speed manual transmission. They did not announce pricing. However, I'm sure at the upcoming Detroit Auto Show or in New York, they'll announce pricing, or perhaps Chicago, and they're saying they're going to keep it along the same line. So probably middle 50s, low 50s, something like that for the Shelby GT500. When you stop and think about it, this is the most powerful 8-cylinder engine in the world at any price. This is more powerful than, you know, some of the super expensive vehicles out there. Mercedes-Benz has a number of turbocharged V8 engines and normally aspirated V8 engines, which put out an enormous amount of power, but nobody can touch this. 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet of torque. There was a time, I still believe today, that a vehicle running in NASCAR has about 600 horsepower. So this is more powerful than the vehicles that are running racetracks around North America. And yet you can deck it out with all the creature comforts and leather upholstery and the sink system. The one they had on display in Los Angeles had a glass roof, which is an option on all Mustangs. So great news there. And also they have also made some additional additions to the Mustang for 2013. They've got a Recaro seat option across the board and a new instrument gauge cluster, which allows you, much like the folks at Chrysler have, it allows you to time yourself doing 0 to 30 runs, 0 to 60 runs, eighth of a mile run, quarter of a mile run, and takes account of your best time and everything else. So lots of big news from Ford on that front. Also, lots of big news from Ford on the Escape front, an all-new model introduced in Los Angeles, world debut, 2013. Kind of looks a lot like a larger version of the Ford Focus in SUV form, and another big departure from previous generation Escapes, no hybrid variant. They're going with their EcoBoost technology, so they're going to have both the V6 as well as a four-cylinder EcoBoost engine with a turbocharger in the next generation of the Ford Escape, which is due for 2013. Let's go to the talk lines where Dave joins us in Winnipeg, Ontario, Canada. Hello there. Welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm fine. I hope I'm not crowding you too much. I was on a week or two back.
Oh, that's fine. Love to hear from you. No, you can call anytime, and we love to hear from any folks north of the border. What's the temperature there today? Not too bad, huh?
It's hovering around the zero mark today. Not too bad.
No, absolutely not too bad. So let's see if we can solve this question. I've asked it before here on the broadcast, and it stumped a lot of people. This was America's first front-wheel drive vehicle, and it goes way, way back.
Well, the only one I can think of would be from the 30s, and it would be the Cord.
Very good, Dave. Congratulations. We're going to send you some samples of this brand-new product called Wash Drops, and it will be interesting to hear from you because you can wash your car without a hose and you can wash it in, you know, sub-freezing temperatures. So I'd be really interested to get your opinion on this once you get a chance to check it out.
I'll be very glad to do that. Well, I don't drive, but I'll get my son-in-law to keep me informed on that.
All right. Sounds great. And don't be a stranger. Feel free to call anytime.
Yes, and if I might, that Ford engine sounds pretty interesting.
Isn't it? Unbelievable. They punched it out. It's now 5.4 liters supercharged. It's going to be 5.8 liters supercharged. But can you imagine that Ford now holds the distinction of having the most powerful 8-cylinder engine in the world at any price?
My golly. It's a lot more complicated than the old flathead Alvin Block model.
It certainly is, and boy, hats off to the engineers there at Ford, and the Mustang is built proudly there in Michigan, and that's definitely a vehicle that if I win the lottery, I would definitely buy one of those among other vehicles, but that would definitely be on my lottery list, no question about that. So hang on for Matt, and we'll send you out some of the wash drops. Thanks so much.
Okay.
So that was one of the big stars of the show. Also, in addition to the vehicles that we've talked about, Subaru raised a lot of eyebrows with their concept vehicle. This is the first time we've seen it in North America here. This is a collaboration between the folks at Toyota and Subaru. And Toyota is going to sell a version of this in Scion form. And I've seen the Scion version. They showed that at the New York Auto Show. Subaru is also equally just as good looking. It's got the Subaru Mechanicals, the flat 4-cylinder engine, rear-wheel drive. How do you like that? An affordable sports car in the 20s. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Touching together.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about. Presented by Haggerty.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust, a little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats, 556 horsepower.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. 38, so call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here for our extended broadcast from the recently concluded SEMA show in Las Vegas at the Convention Center. My name is Bob Long, and we have a real treat in store because joining us right now is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Pep Boys. It's my pleasure to welcome to our airways Mike O'Dell. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us here.
Well, number one, congratulations. This is a big anniversary year for Pep Boys, 90 years young, and it all started in that great city of Philadelphia, and that's where your headquarters continues to be.
That's right. It was started by Manny Moe and Jack, Navy buddies coming back from World War One, and saw the need for customers to be able to get parts to maintain and improve the performance of their vehicles, and that's how it started 90 years ago.
Amazing. From that early start, and the logo that you have today really pays tribute to those three folks as well.
Yeah, we actually try to maintain the legacy of Manny, Moe, and Jack alive in everything we do in terms of what they stood for, in terms of how caring for customers and providing great value and being able to provide solutions for automotive people that care about their cars. And so we keep them alive in everything we do in terms of the values of the corporation, our marketing, and everything that we put out for the brand. We try to feature three icons.
And talk about amazing growth from that early start 90 years ago, back after World War One. How many stores do you have now?
We're up to about 725 stores. I say about because we're opening a new one every couple of days.
Yeah.
But we've opened about 160 stores over the last 2 years, mostly service and tire centers.
Great.
Just trying to get closer. Convenience is a big part of the business when it comes to automotive maintenance and repair, and so it's about getting closer to where customers live and work.
And I notice you're doing a lot of very unique things on your website. Really cool stuff. You can actually go on there and make an appointment. You can go on there and buy tires. Tell us about some of the cool things that folks can find.
Yeah, it started last year with appointment scheduling, so that if you need something for your car, you can go ahead and schedule, and there's going to be a specific time and location that you could pick. And we'll make sure that we're ready for the customer. And so, you know, no more phone calls and no more having to, you know, interact with somebody. You could just, you know, use your own technology. Last month we launched TreadSmart, so that's the ability for customers to research tires, because most customers do research the tire purchase before they actually consume, make that decision. And so our slogan is from information to installation. You can research your tires, you can make your buying decision, and then you schedule the appointment, and we'll make sure that, you know, even if we didn't have the tires in that store at that time, they'll be there by the time you show up for your appointment. Then next year is when we go live with our full product line on the web, available for buy online, pick up in store, or buy online, ship to home. So we're getting fully integrated here. We've also got 11 speed shops for the real car enthusiast.
Oh, tell me more about that. That sounds very cool.
Right. So this is for, you know, the muscle car or, you know, tuner guy and, you know, or off-road truck or whatever genre they might be interested in. The stores themselves are like mega stores where you've got, you know, real gearhead who can understand exactly what the customer's trying to accomplish, much more than just, you know, year, make, model, and engine, but what are you really trying to accomplish with the appearance or the performance of your car and truck. And then, you know, they have access to be able to get the parts for you. And the customer can do it for themselves, or they can, you know, have us do it for them, because we've got the master technicians who could do the work. And then we see that really integrating with our web as well, in terms of being available not just online, but that way you can avoid all the shipping charges too, right? Because you can come in, or you can just buy it online, but you can have it shipped to the store. You can have it shipped to any of the stores, and then we'll have it ready for the customer when they want to come pick it up, and they can avoid all those nasty little shipping charges.
That's great. I mean, going back to tires, buying tires today is a whole lot more difficult than buying tires not that long ago. Number one, there are just so many different types of tires, sizes of tires, choices in tires, and it's great that you're providing that kind of one-stop service for folks, that they can do the research, pick what they want, and then go to their local Pep Boys, and you guys will do the installation the whole bit.
Right, and we try to make the selection process easy. Obviously, the vehicle drives the size of the tire, unless you want to go with aftermarket wheels and change the size of the tire. But then we try to understand from the customer, through just a quick series of questions, how are they going to, you know, if it's a truck, are they interested in a quiet ride? What do they want, a highway tread, or do they want to go a little bit off road? You know, with an AT, or do they really want to get a mud terrain type tire to get, you know, really crazy out in the desert or in the mud or whatever the case may be? You know, the same thing with passenger tires, making sure that they've got the speed rating that they need. Are they interested in just for the summer for real performance? Or are they interested in all season, something that'll also handle the mud and snow? Because every tire, right, whatever you do to make a tire perform under one condition, generally detracts in a different condition. So we use our website, just like our associates would in the store, to understand what is it the customer's trying to accomplish. Now, granted, most customers, you know, I want a long-lasting tire that's going to perform reasonably well in all different kinds of weather conditions. But a lot of times people are looking to do a little bit more for their car, and so we help guide them to whatever the right tire might be for what they want.
Another real cool thing that I like on your website is you have a section called My Glove Box.
The Pep Boys doesn't go into the glove box. It's My Glove Box. So the customer goes in their own glove box. Like for me, right, I manage a fleet.
Yeah.
I got a wife and three kids, and
right,
we got a lot of cars.
Yeah.
And so the glove box allows me, I can remember maybe how I've been maintaining my own vehicle, but I can't always remember how I've maintained each of their vehicles. So I've got all the information on my whole personal fleet. And that's big for a lot of DIYers, too, because a DIYer is generally maintaining a fleet as well. Theirs, their wife, their kids, maybe a brother, sister, in-law, whatever the case may be. So they can use Glovebox to keep track of what they've done for all those different cars, because it's hard to remember. And, you know, we call it My Glovebox because a lot of people, we found, were just shoving all their receipts into the Glovebox. And this organizes it for them.
Oh, that's perfect. Boy, just an amazing story. American success story, Pep Boys. And I know you guys are very proud of the technicians that you employ at the stores. Tell us a little bit about what goes into finding a Pep Boys technician.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time making sure that we're developing our folks. So, you know, there's different ways that people may join the company, but, you know, we love it when we can bring someone in at what we call an express service technician that starts with tires and oil changes. And then, you know, once they've got that mastered, then we start teaching them how to do alignments or ride control or brakes, and then continue to see them progress to a mechanic and then a tech B and a tech A, and then ultimately to a master technician. We've got training to help people progress. We help them pass their ASC certifications so that they can be certified to do the work. And then we've got our own technical training team to help people develop it through those different levels, so that folks can start with us as just a guy out of high school and who likes cars, and on up to, you know, hopefully being a master tech with us someday. And then we also pride ourselves on what we put into our shops in terms of equipment for our technicians to be prepared to handle anything that may come their way. We'd like to make sure we're state-of-the-art.
I know one of the things that you guys pride yourself in is being able to do the work more affordably. A matter of fact, a tagline does everything. Pep Boys does everything for less. Tell us a little bit about why you're able to do that and the advantages of doing business with Pep Boys rather than some of the other competition out there.
Yeah, and there's actually two parts to that. There's the does everything and the for less.
Very good.
The does everything is the fact that we are full service. So it's not just tires, oil changes, shock struts, alignments, brakes. You know, we can do clutches, we can do exhaust, we can do an engine R&R or transmission R&R if necessary. I mean, we are true full service. We've got the diagnostic equipment, and we can even we'll either flash the CPMs ourselves or arrange to get it flashed if even that was required. I mean, we are true full service, so that's what that does everything. So that way customers don't have to go this place for tires, this place for oil changes, this place for brakes.
One stop.
Sometimes to the dealer, just bring it here, we'll figure it out, and we'll take care of you, because we got all the way up to the master technician to figure it out. The for less is our value proposition. Because we've got a do-it-yourself and commercial business, we buy a lot of parts.
Yeah.
And so because we buy those parts, we are able to buy them direct from the manufacturers, and then we can pass the savings on to our customers. Most other shops out there buy their parts in a two-step model. So there's a retailer or a wholesaler who buys from the manufacturer, who gets their markup, and then they buy it from the retailer or wholesaler who marks it up to them as a customer. We buy direct from the manufacturer. There's no middleman, and then we install it for the customer. So we're able to sell those parts, those installed parts, to the customer for less than anybody else who's in the service business.
And again, for those who are managing fleet, great savings, I can imagine, can be had by doing business with Pep Boys.
Exactly. I mean, the way I like to say it is, on any given day, on any given item, maybe somebody beats you on a price, right? Because there's so much competition. It's hard to be perfect on everything.
Yeah.
But I know that over the course of a course of the year or the course of a lifetime, if someone comes to us for all their automotive needs, they will save probably at least 15%, if not more, by coming to Pep Boys. And if they're going to a dealer today, they'll save a lot more than 15%.
Mike O'Dell, President and Chief Executive Officer. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thanks, Bob. Really enjoyed it.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.